we are pro entrepreneurship and the catalyst for business funding. With more than 40 years in the industry, we have a sincere passion for people. In the same amount of time it takes you to drink a Bellini, we'll share tips, tricks, and best practices for funding your business dreams. Cheers. Bellinis with Benetrends listeners. This is Allie Krause, VP of Marketing at Benetrends here, and this is our 11th podcast. Today, I am so excited to welcome two of my teammates from our SBA team. I have Tiffany Blackford, who is the Manager of Project Coordination, and Reg Bird, who is our President of SBA and Bank Financing. Hello, Tiff and Reg.
Hi.
Hello, Allie. Thanks for having us today.
Yes, super excited.
We are here to talk about a term that, if you've been in conversations with Reg and Tiffany and I lately, I've maybe been calling a little boring, which I know hurts Reg's heart. But we're here to talk about liquidity because it's a word we hear often in funding. It's a word that actually kind of frightens me, especially when marketing it. So we're here to talk to the franchisors, the brokers, and the potential future franchisees out there who's listening to our podcast today to talk about the fluid facts. And we're going to dive into business liquidity. But to make this topic fun, I thought we'd start out with a knock-knock joke because it's about to be Halloween, it's trick-or-treat, and I'm just full of the funnies today. So, Reg, I'm going to give you a knock-knock joke first. You ready?
Oh, no. Okay. I can't even answer knock-knock jokes from my grandkids, but I'll give it a shot.
You have extra practice then. All right, Reg, knock.
Who's there? Oh.
Liquidity.
Liquidity who?
Liquidate your fears. Benetrends is here to make business funding clear.
Wow.
Oh, it's terrible. Tiff, knock.
Who's there?
Bank.
Bank who?
Bank on us to demystify liquidity for you.
Oh, now that's pretty marketing clever. Good job.
Love it.
All right, Reg, let's kick it off and get serious for just a minute. We want to understand liquidity for business funding. It's so important for our listeners to start to better educate themselves in funding, and especially for what liquidity really means in the funding process. So tell us a little bit about the context of securing funding for a new business. Why is liquidity absolutely pivotal?
And I hope this isn't boring because it's really important. Liquidity is really simply, not to over-engineer this, it's simply cash in the bank that you have for a down payment. So like when you buy a house, you need a down payment. It's the same kind of thing. Liquidity can be in a lot of different forms. It comes in a lot of different ways. And so we'll always look at the different assets that you have and what exactly of the assets you have are in fact liquidity that you can use for your injection. A quick note, you know, I said down payment, the same meaning comes with capital contribution, injection, skin in the game. All of those things mean the same thing.
Reg, you said assets. Talk to me a little bit about those. What are some examples of assets?
Well, there's marketable securities, which would be stocks and bonds that you're trading on the stock exchange, could be investments in retirement plans, things of that nature are the assets that we're looking at in terms of liquidity. Tiff will talk a little bit, I think, about equity and real estate that could potentially become liquidity. So the assets are those things that are on the left side of your balance sheet that are investments that you have.
Perfect. And see, Reg, you didn't make that boring. I think that made it so clear for our listeners. So
good.
Thank you.
Good.
For a very clear kickoff to the conversation. But Tiffany, I'll turn it over to you right now to talk a little bit about requirements for funding. What typical liquidity benchmarks do lenders actually look for when evaluating funding applications for new businesses?
Yeah, so there are a couple. So typically lenders will look at approximately 20% of your total project cost for that cash injection or that down payment. And the injection varies. It really depends on one's overall financial composition, the project cost, if the project includes the purchase of commercial real estate. And so for projects that include commercial real estate as a transaction, the injection will always be considerably less. The next thing a borrower also needs to count on is having a personal reserve for what a lender refers to as post-closing liquidity. The reason for this is that a lender doesn't want to wipe out all your liquidity, you know, when it comes to the injection. They don't want to do that. So the requirement for this really varies on the project cost. It depends. So you want to like kind of look at 10% of the total project cost for post-closing is a good benchmark to kind of look at. So when you kind of add those two numbers together, you have your cash injection and your post-closing liquidity is kind of that benchmark you need. So for example, let's just say you have a project cost of $500,000. 20% would be $100,000 and you're looking at post-closing liquidity of $50,000. So that lender would like for you to have $150,000 of liquidity in your financial composition.
Okay. Yeah. I like how you broke it down with an example too, Tiff. That really helps. Reg, let's talk a little bit about our clients here at Benetrends that actually come in. Many of them are first-time business owners looking at new franchises, but we also deal with multi-unit owners. Talk to us a little bit about personal versus business liquidity and how do personal liquidity and business liquidity come into play when seeking funding?
Just want to clarify something. Multi-unit owner, one might think, has to do with owning multiple franchises, but we also have a lot of clients who come to us and they might already own an independent restaurant or a print shop or a manufacturing sure. business or something like that. Sure. But really, to keep it simple, again, not to over-engineer, liquidity is the same thing in your personal life and in your business life. So if you've got $100,000 in your personal bank account and you have $100,000 in your business account, depending on your business balance sheet, what you have in liabilities, that cash you have in the bank in the business can be used to fund or to have your injection for buying the new business.
Yeah.
I didn't want to get too boring there. Does that make sense? So basically, yeah. If you have cash in the bank for your business, cash in your bank personally, it can all be combined and then you can use it together for the injection into the business, into the new business.
Yeah. Love it. Thanks for breaking that down, Ridge.
Yeah, and sure.
I want to wrap up with you because I know you probably get from as many clients as we deal with on the SBA side, so many of the same questions all the time from clients. So talk to us a little bit about some of the common mistakes in assessing liquidity and what are some maybe misconceptions or errors that you hear or common questions you get from clients that we could share and help alleviate some of those questions up front with potential clients.
I really love that you've asked her that question. I'm just gonna jump in real, real quick because people come to us with a preconceived notion of how the process works. And sometimes I actually tell folks, you know what, wipe the slate clean. Let's start from scratch. Forget everything you thought about this process and let us help you.
Exactly. And that's why we're here with our podcast, Reg, to help ease those questions and share this early on before people get too deep or get too nervous to ask. Mm-hmm. Anything else to add? That's a great point, though. Anything else to add to that tip about just some of those common mistakes that you see?
Yeah, I believe like the main one I get a lot is a lot of people don't really realize that they need that much liquidity. You know, they might not realize that they need the injection or the post-closing. And so liquidity is so important to a lender. You know, a lender wants to make sure that this business owner invests in their own business, that they have skin in the game. So it's really important to have your liquidity. Another thing I see a lot is a lot of clients consider real estate as a liquidity. And unless you borrow the equity from your real estate, it's really referred to as collateral. So retaining as much equity in your real estate as possible helps boost your overall net worth, making you a stronger applicant. And, you know, in some situations, a lender will reply, you know, the equity will rely on the equity in your real estate as collateral, which is a whole nother podcast that we can do in another day. But it's really important that, you know, you understand that real estate, unless you take out equity, is not considered liquidity. And if you Google liquidity, the definition you would see is liquidity is the ease of converting an asset or security into cash, with cash itself being the most liquid asset of all. Other liquid assets include stocks, bonds, and other exchange-traded securities. Tangible items tend to be less than liquid, meaning that it can take more time, effort, time and cost to sell them, like real estate. So I hope that helps.
It does. Way to end it on just like a very straightforward Google answer. Gotta love that too. Thank you both for being here to chat liquidity with us. I know our brokers, franchisor partners, and prospective clients are going to love this. If you are interested in connecting directly with Tiffany or Reg, you can find Tiffany Blackford and Reg Bird, along with myself, Allie Krauss, on LinkedIn, or you can email any of us at benetrends.com. That's rbird@benetrends.com and tblackford@benetrends.com. Reg, Tiffany, thank you so much for being part of our podcast today. Looking forward to hearing you for part two one day.
Sounds great. Thank you so much, Allie.
I also promise to not have any more knock-knock jokes in the future.
No, I like
them. That's okay.